This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And welcome back, Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with Martin Kilcorn. Martin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Frank. Never been better.
Yes, and the Hall of Famer is with us today.
We're excited
about that. No, not you, but Mr. Bernie Federko. Mr. Federko, how are you, sir?
I am excellent, gentlemen. How are you guys today?
Very good. When you walked out of the building last night, your first thought after that thrilling Game 4 was what?
Well, my thought was just total excitement, Frank. I mean, I can't believe it. I mean, this has been such a wonderful run. I mean, I think everybody, a lot of people out there in the hockey world already gave up on the Blues after Saturday night's problem. But the Blues once again showed their resiliency, and they came back with a huge win last night. So it was an awful lot of fun once again.
And I think we've come to expect them to bounce back. Certainly the Bennington numbers show us that, but it's such a weird deal where they can look really bad and then really good. Is there any way to explain it?
Well, Martin, I think there's a lot of things to do with what the other team does, too. I mean, I think we forget that there's two teams that are in battle all the time, and I think Boston had some answers for the Blues, especially on the power play on Saturday night. The Blues just did not do a good job killing penalties. But last night, I mean, I really thought the way they played last night has kind of been their signature blueprint. Forecheck hard. I thought the puck support was really good all over the ice, especially in the offensive zone. I mean, defense pitched so many times. I mean, there was that one shift in there that we all remember that was probably over two minutes where they stayed in the Boston zone the entire time, pinching cycle going on. And I think that's really the key to where their game is. And I think they were able to really execute that very well. And I really thought the Blues wanted it more. I mean, when you look at the goals last night that they scored, the three goals before the empty netter goal, they were all rebound goals. I mean, that means that there's a battle being won. I mean, Riley wins the battle on the first goal, gets a wrap around, and then again the rebound shot there that Tarasenko beat the Bruins to, and then the last one was again a rebound that all the Boston Bruins were back, but O'Reilly was the one that got to the puck first and was able to beat Rask with it. So I think the battle, we want to call it intestinal fortitude, was there last night, and the Blues really wanted it more, and I think they were the better team last night.
I realize you're not a doctor, but you've seen quite a few of those pucks hitting mouths, pucks hitting faces. Gut feel with Chara and his availability for Game 5?
Well, I think that unless there's something really broken, I mean, if it's a broken jaw or something like that, Frank, then I think maybe there's an issue or, orbital bone. I mean, I think you got kind of hit in the side of the face. So as long as there's not, again, a broken bone as far as a jaw or something like that where it's displaced or anything, I would expect that he'll be back. I mean, I think he was probably just in a lot of discomfort last night. You get knocked in the teeth with a puck, and he probably lost a couple of teeth. And then, again, your mouth is so sore, it's really hard to you got to breathe through your mouth all the time. You can't breathe through your nose when you're playing. And I think that was probably more the issue. And I expect that unless there's something displaced or something that's really out of place there, that I expect that Char will probably be back and playing by Thursday night.
Bernie, I thought one of the more important aspects, not just the fourth line, but I thought that Oscar Sundquist didn't seem scared. Here's a guy who just got penalized an entire game, came out, was still delivering hits, playing his game. And I thought there was probably a concern that maybe he'd be a little timid because of the penalty, and not only that, but the game suspension. I thought, if anything, he was more amped up than ever.
He only knows how to play one way, and I think that's the issue, Barton, is that he is a gamer. I mean, I can't say enough about the way he has played all year. I mean, he's the guy that came really, really out of nowhere. I mean, last year was such an off year for him. I think all of us never knew what to expect out of Oscar Sundquist, but he trained hard this summer, came back with a new passion, and he actually has been one of the best players through the entire playoffs. And I think the Blues really missed him on Saturday night, especially the way he kills penalties. He finishes every check, and you get suspended. I don't think he felt that he should have got suspended, and I would agree with him, is that I thought that Grizzlick, although you hate to see someone get hurt, he put himself in a bad position, and Oscar was just finishing his check. So if you're going to play a little different way, if you're going to play tentative, you're not going to be as effective. And certainly he was effective last night. The fourth line was really good. I think the penalty killing, they actually killed both Boston penalties last night. It's the first time that the Bruins have not scored in the power play in a game in the four games in the series. So Oscar is a big part, not only of the fourth line, but he's certainly a big part of the penalty kill as well.
Bernie, I had an NHL referee text me this morning saying that Craig Berube's comments, where he was pretty tough on the officials on Sunday, had nothing to do with the way the game was officiated last night and the Blues just played smarter. Do you buy that?
Yes and no, Frank. To me, the referees, it's so inconsistent, and I don't mean that in a bad way, is that certain referees will ref a certain way. I mean, a lot of times they'll just put the whistles away, and that's when I like it. I think we all like playoff hockey when the players decide what is going to happen. If there is a scoring chance that is taken away because of a penalty, then call it. But let the guys, for the most part, let them be physical. As long as they're not getting out of hand where they're getting sticks up or they're running each other over to the point where someone's going to get hurt, let the guys play it. I thought the officiating last night really did that happen. I mean, the one Blues penalty was because of a cleared puck over the glass. The other was a high stick. I mean, Boston took a couple of penalties that, again, the one penalty on Tarasenko was kind of questionable as well. Did he get it? It was shot to the head. Now, I don't know how much of a shot to the head he got, but they called it. So, I mean, those little things you can call, but I think the referees don't listen to what the coaches say. I mean, there's no question that there's posturing going all the time, and I'm sure we'll see some of that from Cassidy going back to Boston on Thursday night. But it doesn't hurt to say what you want to say, but I think the officials last night wanted to ref a different style of refereeing last night, and I think that's good. Now, what we're going to get in the next game, I'm not sure, but I would prefer to have it a five-on-five game and let the guys decide who's going to win the games.
Now, the hit to the head to Tarasenko was a penalty. They did call it, and because they have the higher standard now, and we may not agree with the suspension to Sundqvist, do you think there's any chance the league safety commission or whatever they call it will take a look at that hit to Tarasenko's head?
I doubt it, but again, I'm certainly not going to go on the limb and say that. I mean, they do look at any one of those hits. The safety committee does look at it. So, again, it was kind of if Tarasenko would have been hurt on the play like Grizzly was in Boston, I think maybe they look at it a little more sincerely. But I think, to be honest with you, that was a two-minute minor. They called it. I think that the business will go on as usual after that.
You know, if the Blues lost two key defensemen, there would be an issue with the team. They've now lost two key defensemen. What do you think?
Well, Boston's got a lot of depth. I mean, it's really hard. We said, though, from the start, Frank, that the longer this series went, I really believe that it really benefited the Blues because of the Blues style of hockey, the way they are grinding all the time. They finish their checks all the time. And now, of course, if Chara is not playing, if Grizzly does not come back, we're still not even sure about that. But, I mean, Boston does have some depth, and they will continue to show that. But when you miss a couple of key pieces on the back end, it really, really is difficult to get the flow of your game going. And I think we saw that again with Boston last night. I mean, they played basically two periods without the sixth defenseman. It puts an onus on the ice time of an awful lot of the other guys. It changes pairings an awful lot, and it makes it very difficult. So I think the Blues, if that is the case, they really need to take advantage of that because, I mean, we talk about the breaks of the game. To win a Stanley Cup, you got to have good goaltending, you got to have great scoring and defense, but you've got to have breaks along the way. And if there's a key injury that happens to the other team, you have to take advantage of that. And that's what the Blues really have to do if those two defensemen continue to stay out.
You know, this time of year, it becomes a blur. If somebody said, oh, that game three in Winnipeg or the game four in San Jose, I can't remember any of it. But I feel like the Tarasenko goal in game two almost got overlooked because of the Gunnarsson goal. It was one of the best goals I've seen in the playoffs in a long time, falling down backhanded. But my question is about 91 overall. What have you seen from him? He's been criticized over the years for not playing a complete game. I feel like his buy-in, to use a Hitch term, has been off the charts, doing everything he can.
He has been the best player, I really believe, for the Blues in the series, in this series especially. I mean, he is playing with reckless abandon. He finished a couple of checks even in the third period where the crowd went wild. But he's using that big body of his. He's using his speed. He has had second effort all the time. And that's sometimes what happens with a guy like that's a real good scorer. If he misses a chance, I think he pouts a little bit and then kind of forgets about going to the rebound. Well, Vladdy's not playing that way right now. I mean, he's been intense. He's been engaged all over the ice. And he's scoring almost every game. He's scoring. So when you've got your star player that is scoring, that's how you win games. And when you talk about the big guys have to step up, well, O'Reilly gets two goals last night. Chen gets a goal last night, even though it was an empty net goal. It was a big one. And Tarasenko, of course, scores. So when you've got your best guy scoring, you're going to win a lot of games. I mean, the Boston Bruins don't have their big guns scoring. Marchand has one goal. It's an empty net goal. It's the only one in the series. Bergeron has won a deflection on the power play. So the Blues big boys came out, played harder and better than the Boston Bruins big boys yesterday, and that was really the difference in the game.
How about Alex Pietrangelo? Have you ever seen him play a better postseason game?
No, that was his best game of the playoffs by far. I mean, he was engaged. I thought even when he got engaged with his really good friend David Backes on the one shift there, there is no friends in the playoffs. And I thought Alex really stepped up defensively. I mean, he played almost 30 minutes, made a couple of plays, getting the puck to the front of the net. And we talk about getting the puck on the net, even if you just don't get a slapper. I mean, with one of the goals, I mean, Dunn's goal was deflected. O'Reilly ends up getting the puck, winning the battle and scoring on the wraparound. And then on the second goal, Pietrangelo with a nice move, the shot off the bottom of the pad, Tarasenko gets the rebound. And then Alex's shot on the third goal, too, off the, again, this time the blocker, and O'Reilly makes a great play to get that puck as it's just coming down to score the goal. So he was really engaged defensively as well. I thought he did a good job in the defensive zone, but I really liked the way the Blues defense played in the offensive zone yesterday. I mean, pinching along the boards, and really the puck support was so good all over the ice that can't say that about Alex's game, but can't say enough about the entire defensive core, the way they played last night.
I would guess at this point you're Craig Berube. You just roll over the same lineup from last night, no changes. Would you expect any changes for a Game 5?
No, absolutely not. I mean, the way they played last night, Martin, and that's kind of been the way he has coached all season long. The lineup is going well. I mean, there's really no reason to change anything that's going good, and I think he's been really effective when he's made changes even throughout the lineup, whether it's just changing position. I mean, Sanford went from one lineup to play with Perron and with O'Reilly, and all of a sudden they score a couple of goals. Sanford, a big part of that. So, no, I expect the same lineup last night. It was nice to see Vince Dunn back last night. I thought he really played a good game, even though he played only, 12 and a half minutes. I thought he was engaged the entire time. And a lot of times when you have an injury like that, I think you're a little squeamish when you go to the front of the net in your own zone. But I thought he was engaged all over the ice. I didn't think he backed down anywhere, and especially in front of the net, I think he was absolutely fine.
With the exception of Steen and Bouwmeester, who are signed, this is a roster loaded with guys that are either in the primes of their careers and signed and sealed, or approaching the primes of their careers. Bernie, I'm thinking that Doug Armstrong can just take the summer off and play golf. There's not going to be a lot of roster moves, is there?
I would not expect, again, though. I mean, Doug Armstrong has done a great job assembling the team he has right now. I mean, I think we'll leave him as the architect. But, yes, I think that when you look at the youth on this Blues team, I mean, let's not forget Robert Thomas is not playing. He's not healthy right now, so he's not been playing. I think he's going to be one of the stars of the future. I mean, we've got a Jordan Kyrou. We've got Klim Kostin that's down in the minors, too. And then you add all the kids that are playing right now. And, I mean, guys like Schwartz, Shen, these guys are all young guys. O'Reilly, so these guys, Tarasenko, these guys are not even at 30 years old yet. So I think the future looks bright. I mean, obviously, you've got to keep building. One season doesn't make it all, and we're not going to jump to conclusions. There's still two more games to win, but when you win one championship, you want to continue to win, and I think it gets more difficult after you win one because you got to start, I think, playing a little more roster games than you would like to. But I like the roster that the Blues have right now. Everybody's working so hard for Craig Berube. He's done a marvelous job. So, I mean, Doug could have a very easy summer if the Blues continue to play the way they are.
And I realize just a Game 4, quote-unquote, but that had to be one of the greatest games that I've been to going over the years, just in terms of atmosphere and crowd. For you, 30 years since you wore the note, and they see your face during that video open, and the place just erupts. What is this run, this feedback meant to you as a former Blues player, and what's it mean to the alumni base as a whole?
Well, we're so proud of this team right now. Obviously, we are big Blues fans. I mean, once you wear that sweater for the first time, I mean, you're alumni, and you really have part of your soul is part of the Blues now. And I think every one of us that is up in the alumni room has tried their heart out to be where this team is right now. Everybody wants to win the Stanley Cup, and all of us failed to do that. So we're still biggest Blues fans there are because we always feel that that's a part of us. So to see all the stuff going on last night, just to see the crowd, the intensity of the crowd is what amazes me, guys, is that these people have waited as long as we all have, the great fans that we've had in town. I mean, I've run into so many people that are you know, been there since 1967, have been diehard fans, have been waiting and waiting and hoping that they'd be able to see a Stanley Cup before they die. Well, they're getting their opportunity, and we're all got our breath, you know, being held right now because we could dearly hope to get the two more wins. But it's just so much satisfaction for all of us as well to be able to, you know, go and breathe blues like all these people are. And we just, again, are just so hoping so much that there's going to be that big parade down Market Street that we've talked about for so many years.
How about ex-teammates that maybe you don't see on a regular occasion that either you've seen in person or talk with or really involved in this? I know some of Bob Plager's teammates like Tim Ecclestone and Phil Roberta have been shown on the big screen. How about yourself?
Well, there's been a lot of guys that are showing up. I mean, Tom Tilley was in. We don't see him that often. He's living in Kansas City. Tim Bothwell, I haven't seen him for, 10 or 12 years. He came in from Calgary. Jeff Courtnell was at the game last night. Mike Hudson was there. Larry Giroux was there the other day. Gino Cavallini came in for both games from Chicago. In fact, he drove in from Chicago for game one or for game three, drove back. He had some stuff to do, and he was back there last night. So, a lot of the guys are showing up, and we're going to continue to have guys show up. So it's nice to see everybody up and the alumni. Even though, you know, we're all in town, we don't see each other that often. But when you get something like this going on, everybody was up there having a heck of a good time. And it's nice to drop by and say hello to everybody.
Good stuff. Bernie, thanks so much. We'll see you in Boston.
Tell us. We'll look forward to it. Hopefully, as I said, hopefully we got a parade sometime at the end of next week.
That'd be great. Bernie Federko joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Gatesworth, one of our great sponsors, finest in senior living, looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa, 170 in Del Mar, 1 McKnight Place. The food is outstanding. The activities are unbelievable. And when you call down to the front desk, well, that answer is always yes. We'll be right back.